Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Eric bringing us back. 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend David Dossie, intellectual property attorney extraordinaire, partner with Gallagher and Dossie, LPA. The website is invention-protection.com. David, thanks again for being here. The intellectual property is getting its day in the court of tax reform, isn't it? There's something you've said is called a innovation box. Explain what this is and what does this have to do with tax reform?
Right. Well, you know, there's always the complaint that the tax structure in the U.S. is prohibitive and is causing us to lose jobs and corporations to move overseas. And so I mentioned earlier that some things just make perfect sense. And one way of trying to offset these burdensome tax hurdles has been proposed by some representatives, and drafts have been circulated around what's called, in they're saying, an innovation box, which is really set up for a major tax deduction on income associated with patents. So the idea is that if you're spending a significant amount of money in R&D and eventually get a product and you bring that product to market and you're selling it and or licensing the patents associated with that R&D, the profit associated with that product or the licensing revenue, you're going to be able to get a 71%, well, the proposal is you would get a major deduction on your taxes associated with that income to a certain percent to offset those R&D expenses that you've made or those investments you've made. And it's most people have said this is a great idea because it's going to promote R&D activity here in the United States.
So how are they reconciling? Do you know how they're reconciling the years of losses during the R&D phase? See, because one way to solve this would be to have loss carryback, right? So if you spend 5 years developing a product and you lose money for 5 years, and then you have a couple of big payoff years when the product comes out, if you can do a loss carryback like we used to have, I don't think we have that anymore. Then you could take those profits and apply them backwards against losses, and then file a return that evens all that out.
And I think the proposal initially was limited to R&D expenses associated with the product or the licensing for the 5 prior years. Mm-hmm. And I suspect, you know, this is just a proposal. Right. I'm sure all the drug companies are lobbying that 5 years is not near enough, and that's probably true in a lot of industries, not just drugs.
Right. So, but it sounds like maybe they're doing a little bit of that. Maybe there is, because they would have to reconcile. In other words, the government's not going to let you take 5 years of deductions and pay no taxes at all because you've got a lot of expenses, and then just get a tax break without reconciling against the losses you took.
Right.
I would think. But the bottom line is what you're saying is they're recognizing the need and making a provision for the development of intellectual property and for the tax consequences there, because as you say, you can starve, you know, it's feast or famine, right? For a lot of folks, you starve to death till you get the product developed. Then when it's developed, it becomes a killer app and it makes a lot of money, and all of a sudden you're in the top tax bracket, right?
Sure. And that's the proposal even gave an example that if a company receives like $500 in revenue from a new widget, and that widget costs $400, leaving the company with $100 in profit, those $400, if you can say 50% of that was really R&D costs, then you take that $100 of profit,
right,
multiply it by 50%, you're at $50, and that $50 gets a huge tax deduction.
Hmm.
So your effective tax rate really can drop from, let's say, 35%
right,
to, in this example,
very
it happens to be 10%.
Very interesting. I'll have to do a little more research on the logic behind all that and how they reconcile it with the other write-offs. Hey, David, good job today. Thanks for being here. Come back soon.
Well, thanks for having me, Jim.
Invention-protection.com, right?
Yes.
That's the website, folks. That's not your grandfather's intellectual property attorney website. So check that out. Invention-protection.com. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.